What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Show.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir. Episode 22.
22, getting it down in the books. Starting it out, Carolina Panthers have placed Cam Newton on IR, meaning his season is officially over.
Yeah.
With that, with them doing that, Cam counts $21 million against the cap for 2020.
Yeah, we said it a couple weeks ago. Yeah, but
if Carolina go ahead and cut him, though, they save $19 million.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that?
They're not gonna cut him. They're not gonna cut him. This is their Superman.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
This is their. He won NFL MVP. He got him to the Super Bowl. He's had some really good, successful seasons in Carolina. Even though this Kyle Allen rookie guy is looking really good, Cam has done too much for the cities, for the organization, for them to just cut ties like that.
Okay,
I don't see that happening.
Okay, I hear you. But this is a business. At the end of the day, there is no situation. There is no situational ships. There is no friendships. There is no loyalty in business. Okay, so I want you to understand this. If I can get rid of Cam Newton and Kyle Allen has – they're what, 6-3 now?
Yep, 6-3. But okay, there's value there, so you can trade them.
Right. But again, no one's gonna take on that contract.
Why not? Because you got a starting quarterback.
That's
a franchise quarterback right now.
And I understand that. A franchise quarterback that you don't know what his injury status is.
Right.
Thus, that's why they put him on the IR. No one knows what's going on with Cam Newton but Cam Newton. You see what I'm saying? So if you have a backup that's far less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And your team is winning, and I pretty much think that Cam is he's not the face of this franchise anymore. He's not.
I mean, I know McCaffrey is doing this
Christian
thing.
Christian McCaffrey is now the franchise. Is
he's
the face
doing
of
this thing.
Listen
but,
to what I'm telling
but he's,
you.
He's been an MVP. You can't take away
you can't take,
that.
And no one's taking that away. No one's diminishing what Cam meant to the Carolina Panthers. But at some point in time, you got to understand, just like rap is a young man's sport.
You about to write him off,
listen,
fam.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
I'm listening.
Just like rap is a young man's sport, a young man's game,
mm-hmm.
so is professional football. It's a young man's
Cam
game.
Cam is 30.
That's old and professional.
Not as a quarterback. Not as a quarterback.
Listen to me.
I'm
okay.
Listening.
If Cam was your average stand-up pocket passer, okay. Cam is an athletic freak.
Okay.
Okay. And in order to do what Cam does, it takes a young man to do that work. Okay? So let's not get this mistaken by any stretch of the imagination or any point here. What I'm stating to you is the facts. The mm-hmm. facts are, what is Cam's game?
Cam can pass.
Okay. But
however, he's not considered a pocket passer.
So what is Cam
so
considered?
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
An athletic quarterback that can scramble out of the pocket.
Right.
That can run.
He's an RPO guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
run pass option for those who
and
don't
now
know.
We are starting to see the end results of Cam.
Listen, I think you're writing the ship off too fast.
No,
man.
I'm not writing the ship off too fast. What I'm telling you is this: if the Carolina Panthers make the playoffs this year without Cam Newton, he's gone. And I'm gonna tell you that now. Now,
okay,
I'm gonna tell you.
I mean,
he's gone.
I mean, that's debatable, but
it's not debatable. It's the truth, and it's the business. He will be gone.
Okay,
trust me on this. Okay, he will be gone. This is the league, man.
Stranger things have happened.
This is the league. And yeah. I'm going to tell you, this is the league, bro. This is what it is, okay?
That would be a nice
if
little
Jerry
a
Rice
little
can be, listen to me. If mm-hmm. Jerry Rice can be cut, anybody can be cut, okay?
Well, Jerry was like 37.
I don't care. But you see, Jerry Rice got cut, right? And what did he do the following year? What did Jerry do the following year? He went across the water.
He went to Oakland.
To Oakland mm-hmm. and put up 1,400 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken,
they went to the Super Bowl.
About 14, 15 touchdowns, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
When they wrote Jerry off and said Jerry was old. Now, was he old? Yeah, but Jerry was still producing.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I hear what you're saying, my man.
Listen, okay.
But there is so much value in Cam Newton still.
He's
30.
I understand what you're saying from mm-hmm. a fan standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan.
No, but I'm speaking from a – if I'm a general manager, am I literally just going to let this guy walk? I mean, that would be
listen to
incredulous.
Me. Listen to me. No one – okay, listen. Did Carolina's phone ring for Cam Newton during the trade deadline?
But you're talking about
– answer my question. Yes or no?
Who knows?
It didn't.
We don't know all the calls
it
that these guys
didn't.
Get. We don't know.
Look, they would have made it known that they had offers for Cam Newton. No one called. All right. And it's not because he can't play.
Bro, I know you're not finna sit up here and say that there's no value for Cam Newton.
No, you so over here, you're not looking and you're not listening to what I'm telling you. All right. What I'm telling you is no one said there's no value for Cam Newton. What I'm telling you is this.
No one's going to
eat that big-ass contract.
Okay.
Okay, and tie themselves to Cam Newton for $20-plus million per season he's always hurt.
How many more years
you
got left?
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you on that. How many more years you got left?
I think Cam got about another four or five years. Good.
Okay.
Good. Prime years left. Now, true indeed, Cam has to learn how to slide. Okay. Cam has to learn to stop taking unnecessary hits.
No doubt. And this is where I feel like he will adjust his game.
He has to adjust his game if he wants to last longer in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Now.
We agree on that.
He's still a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong. But on the forefront, this mm-hmm. is what it is. And if I can free up $19 million to go and sign more pieces to put on my team,
mm-hmm.
why I still have this rookie quarterback for another 4 years on a rookie contract?
Right, I agree with that.
I don't have to pay
him?
It's numbers.
I agree with the departure. I disagree with them cutting him.
They're going to cut him.
Because how many teams can use his services? How many systems do he fit?
I get what you're saying, but they're not going to trade for him.
Why not?
They don't want the contract. It's the numbers game, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No team wants that contract, okay?
See, I can't get with the no team. I'm a firm believer that everybody has a number. Everybody has a number. It's so many teams whose seasons go out the window because they don't have a guy who can take snaps. And Cam Newton is not just a quarterback. He's a playmaker.
Absolutely.
His value is large. So teams will have all summer to figure out, okay, I'm going to move this piece here. I'm going to move this piece here. Do we want Cam Newton? You say that they didn't field calls for him in Carolina during the trade deadline.
No.
There's going to be some conversations this summer. Guarantee it.
Absolutely. But it won't be for a trade. Picks are at a premium in mm-hmm. the NFL right now, okay?
And I think picks are overrated. Teams like the Patriots, they don't care about picks. They care about picks because they acquire a lot of them, but they also trade a lot of picks as well. And they trade a lot of players for picks. So I don't really think that picks are that – I mean, picks are not valued. They are – picks – okay, I'll give you an example. Let me slow down a little bit. I'll give you an example. When Khalil Mack was traded from the Raiders to the Bears, right, everybody was talking about, I'm not giving up two first-round picks. Well, you're really not giving up two first-round picks because – Khalil Mack is beyond a first-round pick. I mean, the talent and what he can do on the field, he single-handedly changed y'all defense overnight. He's a franchise changer. He's a franchise player that can come in and shift the whole defensive scheme, a whole defensive productivity and all of that. So are you really going to complain about two first-round picks? Technically, you're only giving up one first-round pick because he's way better than any guy, any rookie that can come in the league and play his position. He's better than all of them twice over.
You know who that is.
So that's what I'm talking about when I say draft picks are overrated, because what do they really turn into?
Super Bowls for the Patriots.
That's the exception, not the rule. Anytime you talk about the Patriots, they're the exception.
Any team that knows how to build through the draft,
mm-hmm. And I'm not disrespecting draft picks. I'm just saying they're overvalued.
Any team that builds their team through the draft mm-hmm. and not free agency sustains long success.
That's the way it should be.
A la Seattle Seahawks.
Absolutely.
A la New England Patriots.
Absolutely.
A la Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're seeing how the draft picks are panning out for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, as far as the Rams, I disagree with that. I'll give you Gurley and Goff. Aside from that, everybody and Donald.
Cooper Kupp.
Okay, let me shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll shut up.
Okay.
You got me on that one.
Tight end
Everett. I was just thinking about all them trades they made that offseason. But you're right.
The tight end Everett.
You're right.
Todd Gurley.
Gurley, yep. Gurley, Goff. Yep, you're right.
You build through the draft, my friend.
And you should. Niners did the same thing, right?
Well, Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Okay.
You build through the
DeForest
draft.
DeForest Buckner. The kid from Ohio State.
Yeah, Bosa.
Bosa. Yep.
Nick
right.
Bosa. Joe, you know, Nick Bosa.
Nick.
You build through the draft, my friend.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
That's how you keep long, sustained success, building through the draft. Now, back to Cam Newton and this situation here.
Okay.
They are going to go ahead, and if you have a able-ready quarterback that's still on his rookie contract, mm-hmm. you're going to keep him, okay? Your team is successful with him.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, so, yes, you are going to want to try to hold on to Cam Newton to obtain draft picks mm-hmm. for Cam Newton,
mm-hmm.
but no one is going to do it because Cam Newton was a what? Number one overall draft pick.
No doubt.
So, for a franchise quarterback, you're going to ask for what? Two first round draft picks. You're going to ask for two number ones. They're not going to get it.
Let's look at the landscape of the NFL and the quarterbacks right now. How many teams could use a Cam Newton?
I get what you're – listen,
mm-hmm.
you're getting his draft pick and mm-hmm. getting cut, and you're looking at it like, well, they could get some. The only way you're going to get some for him is mm-hmm. if somebody's willing to offer. No one's is willing to offer because draft picks are a premium.
Right.
Okay. And no team can afford to give up or handcuff their franchise a la Chicago Bears.
For a guy who you don't know his future is certain.
Ask me mm-hmm. how, okay, giving up those two ones mm-hmm. but Khalil Mack mm-hmm. is working for us right now. Where are we? We're probably going to miss the playoffs. Okay. Number one. Number two, we don't have a first round draft pick.
But it's not because of that.
Yes. Listen to what I'm telling you. Okay. Now, I am happy mm-hmm. to have Khalil Mack.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And the reason, okay, I'm happy to have him. But we could have went and got somebody that can do what Khalil Mack do in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we could have.
I can't get with that, bro.
Yes, we could
I
have.
I just told you Khalil Mack is a franchise-changing player.
Right.
It's five of those guys in the whole NFL. Khalil Macks.
Hold on.
It's five of them.
Hold on. Right? So mm-hmm. I'm going to put it to you like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many rings Khalil Mack got?
Zero.
How many times has Khalil Mack been to the playoffs? Once.
Okay.
That was last year.
Last year.
So a generational talent is proven to do what in today's NFL on the defensive side of the ball?
Not a damn thing. You got a good point.
So you traded those picks to be where you was before you got them. You had one good year last year.
Yeah. That's a good point, man.
And you got put out in the wild card where Khalil Mack was absent. He played, but he didn't do nothing.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So draft picks are at a premium in the NFL. You can easily find a 10 to 12 sack guy in the draft. Easy.
Hmm. Okay.
Easy.
Okay.
Okay? Khalil Mack ain't putting you over the top, bruh. This is a different kind of league in today's NFL.
Now, can I interject real quick? Khalil Mack is putting you over the top if you have at least a decent quarterback. Your quarterback.
Again, listen to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is a quarterback-driven league.
Absolutely.
A quarterback-driven league, okay?
But why can't you have both? Why can't you have – I won't even go as far as to say, you know, because you guys passed up on Deshaun Watson
and
Patrick Mahomes. I won't even go there. Why can't you guys have a – I don't know. You know, why can't you guys have a, you know, a guy who can manage a game for you and still have Khalil Mack?
Now, we still have Khalil.
You can easily be 5-3 right now.
We should easily
Your quarterback is garbage.
I understand that. And I'm not combating and saying that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He is what he is.
Right.
I think the general manager has to come to a realization and be true to himself. Mm-hmm. I think the head coach has to come to a realization.
Go ahead.
52 other guys on that team.
Yeah.
And they all sacrifice and put in hard work every day. They play with injuries.
Yeah.
They play with, you know, they play with everything that you could possibly think of, okay?
Yeah.
So if they're willing to put their bodies on the line, if they're willing to sacrifice, there's no way you could throw Mitchell Trubisky out there and actually give this and have the defense thinking, yeah, we're going to win today.
Mm-hmm.
Or have anybody on that offense think, okay, today's the day we turn it around. if you don't, you cannot go down with the ship, man.
I was looking at his stats, bro.
Oh, we know that. Okay. We know his stats are garbage. There's no point in looking those up. But you cannot, as a head coach, you're in the business of wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be coach of the year 1 year mm-hmm. and then go from first to worst in a season because you want to be handcuffed to a child who is not confident and not sure within what the hell he's doing. When he's out there, it looks like, I'm telling you, when he's out there, that offense,
to wet the bed, man.
That offense resembles a freshman offense. Like, it looks like a quarterback that's playing football for the very first time that does not know what the hell he's doing.
That's crazy, man.
And that is terrible. And our backup can go in and our offense will click and hum like we ain't missed a beat. He moves the offense down the field.
Right.
Okay. So, which brings me back to my Cam Newton assessment.
Yes, sir.
Cam Newton will be released. And my prediction here on November 5th on the Big and Bright Show, the Chicago Bears will sign Cam Newton as a restricted free agent or unrestricted free agent. The Chicago Bears will sign him probably a 3 or 4 year deal. And I'm probably thinking about $60 million. He'll probably get a Teddy Bridgewater deal. $60 million. $60 million, probably, we'll say probably $30 million guaranteed. You can find the money. $30 million guaranteed as opposed to $20 million for one season.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, man.
So, and this will give them the best opportunity and the best chance to compete now with that defense because I don't think Alex Smith would be ready. That'd be another guy that I think the Bears will possibly sign, Alex Smith, but I don't think he'll be ready. I don't think he will be I don't think he'll be available. That injury that he suffered, it was major. I don't think if he has a leg to stand on at the end of it all, okay, you know, but ready football-wise, I don't think so. You know, you want to bring in somebody that's actually going to push the envelope, and there's no way. If you want to alienate the Bears fan base, try Trubisky ass out there next season and sell it to everybody that he's going to be the starting quarterback and watch how your ticket sales declined dramatically. No one's going to follow this team. Period. I'm just being honest. No one's going to follow this team knowing that he's going to be there and taking the snaps underneath the quarterback. So that's where I'm going with this. The writing's on the wall. If you would have thought that Cam Newton would have been back as Carolina Panthers fans, whatever, whatnot, if you'd have thought Cam Newton was going to be there, you wouldn't have placed him on IR. Okay? That would be paramount. He would be back, but he's not coming back. So, and I think that's it. We've seen the last of Cam in Carolina. Again, like I said.
You guess he's going to take that fashion on the road somewhere else.
Yeah, he absolutely will. But this is the last we've seen of him. Only way Cam Newton comes back is if Kyle Allen craps the bed these last 8 games.
Yeah, I mean it's still a lot of football to go. Like I said, I think ultimately any smart GM is going to, you know, there's nothing wrong with fielding calls. There's nothing wrong with weighing all of your options. You're not just going to make a quick decision on a guy like Cam Newton. He's been there 8-9 years, whatever.
No, I think they've already made their decision. I think they made it already.
Yeah, but decisions have been reversed.
I think they made their decision already.
Okay.
Have I told you anything?
Shout out to Kyle Allen. He's been balling all season.
Except for that Niners game. But, you know, all season, I've been telling you things that are going to happen, and they've happened.
Man, shout out to you, man. Shout out Bright. He correctly predicted that that Josh Gordon will be, released. I thought because when the Patriots put him on IR that he would still be on the team.
I told you he was gone.
You said he was gone? You said by like week 10, though, but that's close enough. He got released. They traded for Sanu. Surprisingly, Josh Gordon did get picked. Well, I'm going to say surprisingly he got picked up, but surprisingly he passed his drug test. So for him to pass a midseason drug test.
He's going to be a huge contributor, and he's going to play Monday night for the Seahawks against.
Are they playing San Fran? I think.
Yeah, they playing the Niners.
That's going to be a good. That's going to be a good
it's
game.
Be a good matchup, but I got,
happy for him though.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think he's going to become a huge piece. Not only that, but you have DK Metcalf over there.
Oh yeah.
So now
and
you
Lockett.
Got now you got mm-hmm. three dangerous weapons at wideout.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
you got three killers over there.
NFC prediction, my NFC championship prediction is going to be the Saints versus the Seahawks.
Wow, that's pretty bold.
It's going to be the Saints versus the Seahawks.
It's pretty bold. I mean, you got some good teams out there in the NFC this year.
None of them.
You got San Fran. You got Green Bay.
Who's
you got Dallas.
Okay, Green Bay just got blew the hell out by the Los Angeles Chargers.
No doubt.
Who beat the Bears, luckily, by 1 point because our field goal kicker can't make a kick.
Right.
So what is that telling you about Green Bay?
It tells me they had a bad day. But
And I want people to understand this when I mention Green Bay too.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of Green Bay's first eight games were at home.
Ain't that crazy?
Now
I think it.
Now listen to me.
I think that's crazy.
Okay, well, listen to me, and this is why I told you. Don't be surprised if the Chicago Bears, if they can turn this around with the quarterback and have him play, not reading the whole field, but cut the field in half. What I mean by cut the field in half, have him play either the left hash or the right hash, okay? Where he can roll out and just react.
Don't get your hopes up, right?
What I'm saying, this is to Trubisky's strengths.
Okay.
Now, if you can cut the field in half to have him play the left hash or the right hash, okay, and roll him out the pocket where he's not in the pocket, roll him out the pocket and let him play to his strengths where he can just react. Notice, he's very good in two-minute drills. In two-minute offense, he's extremely good. Thing is, there's 13 other minutes in the game where he's absolute garbage. So, with me saying this, if you go ahead and tailor Matt Nagy, if you can tailor your game plan to your talent level at the quarterback position and hide, I don't know, man, because the head coach is kind of he's kind of stubborn. And I think, you know, he doesn't give up the play calling. You know, and the dumbest crap I've seen in the world is him. You know, I watched that game against the Eagles, right? We get down there to the goal line, and it's second and goal from the one. He goes, this idiot, goes three wide, single back, Tariq Cohen in the backfield.
I got some idiotic stuff to talk
what?
About, too.
Like, what the hell? Tariq Cohen? Really? From the one?
Yeah.
He, man, my son weighs more than Tariq Cohen, man. Seriously. And my son's nine. Taller than Tariq Cohen, too.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to run him from the one?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's a little too late for you guys. I mean, you guys are 3-5 at the bottom of the division. You gotta go 7-1 to finish 10-6, and you got to pray for Green Bay and Minnesota to suck.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this, right?
Because they already halfway to 10 wins.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We only got one divisional loss. That's to the Packers.
That only matters.
Listen to me.
If you're in contention with some ties and stuff like that.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
We only got one divisional loss to the Packers.
Okay.
We've already beaten.
Y'all haven't played the Lions yet.
Listen to me. Okay. We've already beaten Minnesota.
You beat Minnesota?
Okay. Handily. Mm-hmm. So.
One of your very few three wins.
Okay. So what I'm saying is this. It's been done before.
Okay.
The New York Giants have done it twice.
But we just haven't seen Trubisky this bad. It's pretty bad.
What I'm saying is this. We've seen this done in football before.
Yeah.
Okay, the New York Giants have ran the table before and won the Super Bowl.
The Packers have done it.
The Packers have done it.
Yep.
10-6 is not a death sentence. Okay? It can be done. And every game outside of the Saints game in the second half, the Bears have been in it and been in position to win the game down to the last minutes of the fourth quarter with the exclusion of the Saints game.
Right.
So it can be done.
Yeah.
With that defense, it's possible. All the offense has to do is produce points. That's it. And they're capable of doing it. Yeah. It's just the person that's pulling the trigger.
If y'all could average about 22.5, 23 points a game.
We got a real chance.
You got a real chance.
Real chance, real shot. So This is what I'm saying.
Let's get into the Lions a little bit, man. We just spent about 30 minutes on your Bears, man.
All I'm saying is this.
And that's fine, but.
Right, right. But all I'm saying is this. If you can go ahead and cut that field in half, right, from the left hash into the right hash, roll him out, let him react, and then with the run game with David Montgomery and have J.P. Holtz as a lead block or an extra blocker in there to help out with that offensive line because they cannot block man on.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but they can't block man on.
Tariq Cohen didn't even have 30 yards rushing.
Tariq Cohen never had 30 yards rushing. Okay? And he leads the team in drop passes too. Mr. Hollywood want to pull up to training camp in a slingshot in the Lokes on like he accomplished something.
Let that man be cool.
It ain't about being cool. It's about doing your damn job, okay? And getting off Twitter and stop being so damn Hollywood that your play is suffering behind it. Now he ain't on Twitter no more. He done shut it down. Why? Because you too Hollywood, son. You need to focus on your bread and butter or your ass will be tweeting at home about how you used to play in the NFL. That's real. So
that's real.
Enough with that. But, yeah, on to your Lions, man.
Man, the Detroit Lions. So the trade line came and went. We spent last episode 21 talking about five players that the Lions were potentially going to go after, running backs. Your starting running back goes down. You got to do something. I'm not saying you got to go get a, you know, Le'Veon Bell, but it's a smack in the face to the Lions fans that you're not going all in. You know, you can't say, well, we're not selling, we're buying. What did you buy? You traded Diggs. You traded starting safety. Your starting running back goes down. You work out Jay Ajayi, and you don't give him a contract. Kenyon Drake is there. We all but had him locked up. And then the Cardinals went and got him. He had 100 yards his first game and a touchdown. I mean, you could at least went for a backup running back, couldn't you?
That's your squad, man.
I mean, no, talk to me, though. Like as a general manager, and this is what I hear on 97.1 The Ticket. I hear all these different shows, and they're saying that Bob Quinn thinks he's the smartest man in the room. I mean,
genius, it works.
Some of your draft picks aren't working out. Injuries happen. That's fine. But when you don't have depth, you suffer for it. The last five games, the Lions have lost four games. So with that being said, if we don't win this game against the Bears Sunday, our season is over.
I don't think you're going to win. And I'm not saying that as a hater.
I don't care.
Or nothing like that. I don't think you're going to win.
I don't have a problem with you saying that.
I think the Bears are going to turn it around, man. Or they're going to start.
They have to.
It's do or die right now.
It's do or die.
Back against the wall. It's starting a new season.
For the Lions, it's die or die. I mean.
I think that loss against the Raiders, like, ripped your hearts out. I think that was a gut punch.
I mean, we already were behind the eight ball. You're 3-3-1.
Now you're 3-4-1.
You got a tie. So now you got a tie and you're under 500. The Lions got to go 7-1 or it's over.
That's not going to happen.
We got some very winnable games on there. We got the Buccaneers. We got.
You never know which Buccaneers team you're going
to
get.
That's true. That's Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah. Also, though, and this is what I was saying about Green Bay before you hopped into your Lions. Green Bay's last eight games, seven of them are on the road.
Okay.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
The Lions got to play the Bears twice.
Game is in Chicago.
Just looking at the schedule real quick, and I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah. You're going to lose that one in Chicago, and you're going to lose on Thanksgiving too.
So we got at Chicago.
That's a loss. It's going to be a close game, but I think that's going to be a loss for y'all. Just because I think Khalil Mack.
I can see it being 16-13.
I think Khalil Mack could be the difference in that game.
I can see it being 16-13, Prater, you know, walk-off field goal win.
Okay.
We got Dallas at the crib after that.
We
always play Dallas well.
That may be a win, but Dallas has too many. That offensive line, and y'all can't stop the run. So that may be a loss for y'all.
Okay. We got to play the Redskins. We got to go to Washington.
That's a win.
It's a dub.
Yeah.
Bears on Thanksgiving.
I told you that's a loss.
Bears on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So y'all going to beat us twice?
Yeah, just like last year.
At Vikings.
That's
divisional
a loss.
Game. We always played them pretty good.
No, you didn't. You got waxed the last time you played them. You lost by 20. Oh, I think it was 21 points you lost by.
At their home or here?
I think that was at their home.
Okay, so we got blew out last year against them. Tampa Bay at the crib.
In the year.
No, this year we...
We got blew out. We lost by 21 points.
Okay. It might have turned into that, but we were close at first. Was it like one of them 35-21 games, something like that?
Mm-mm. It was 42-20... 42.
28, some crap?
Something like that. Y'all got whacked.
Okay. Tampa Bay at the crib.
That should be a win.
At Denver. We never went out west. The last time we went out west was when we beat Denver. We beat Tebow and them, and they reeled off like 7 or 8 straight games. That's the last time we went out west. Mm. And then we got Green Bay to wrap up the season.
That'd be a loss.
So what you got us finishing like?
6-10, like I said.
Well, we can't, it can't be 6-10 now. It got to be like.
Well, 6-9-1.
6-9-1. Mm-hmm. So what happens? I don't know if how closely you follow the Lions. I feel like you follow them fairly well. What do you think that where that leaves Matt Patricia after the season? You fired Bob Quinn. Hold on. Before you answer, Bob Quinn said 9-7 wasn't good enough. You fired a coach who had a winning record 3 of 4 years. Playoffs twice. Caldwell left here with 36 wins, 28 losses. You said 9-7 wasn't good enough. He had 2 9-7 seasons to end his career here. Matt Patricia goes 6-10, 6-9-1. Where does that leave the Lions? What kind of status?
Picking in the top 15 again.
Right, but I'm talking about like
as far as Matt Patricia next season, he'll be on the hot seat.
So they're going to give him a third season?
Yeah.
Okay.
To make right.
I'm tired of him, man. I'm tired of him.
I told you it wasn't going to be nice.
I hate his interviews. I despise his voice when he's talking about, well, it's on us. You know, we gotta coach better, and that's on me.
I gotta coach better. I got to get the team ready to go. I got to get some of the details cleaned up, and, you know, we'll do that here.
Okay, then coach better then. Lard.
Tub of lard.
Coach better. Come on, man.
Lard.
I'm tired of this guy, bro. I'm so tired of him, man. He sits up here with the same lame duck stuff week in and week out. He must have went to the NFL coaching
I told you.
To say what this is what you say in this when this question comes up.
I told you time and time again that none of Bill Belichick's
disciples
never work out. From Romeo Crennel to old fat ass Charlie Weiss to to Eric Mangini.
Mm-hmm.
None of them pan out.
Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien.
None of them.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien just luckily
lucked
up. He should have
stayed in college.
No, he luckily lucked up and got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That's how he ain't out of a job.
Yeah.
So.
Because before that he had, what, who the boy he had over there? Osweiler.
Schaub, Osweiler,
and.
Well, Schaub was before.
For a hot O'Brien second, he had Hoyer.
Cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
That's what they have been.
Let's get into that, man. I'm done with the Lions, bro. I don't have nothing else to say about them. I can't, you know.
Getting into our booty-o segment where we hand out a box of booty-os to a squad or two people. To ensure that they are not booty going into the next week.
Oh, just real quick. We were trying to figure out the defensive guy from Dallas, DeMarcus Lawrence.
That's right. That's right.
Hilarious. That's right. Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence was a guy we couldn't think of. Because at first I think I said Randy Gregory or something.
Yeah, I told you it wasn't Gregory, it was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, that was the guy we were talking about.
So. And now they, again, like I told you, they added in Michael Bennett. And it's just been... Oh, they unleashed a can on New York last night.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Hey. So anyhow, leading up into it, ladies and gentlemen, the first recipient of the booty-os goes to none other than, drum roll please, the Washington Redskins. You are a true recipient of Cue It.
Booty!
Jesus, man. It's just like, man, You cannot. You absolutely cannot get a break to save your lives, man. It's just, damn. But you got one win on the season, so you're not the Lions.
1-8, 0-4. You said not the Lions.
Lions went 0-16.
Man, come on, man. That was 11 years ago.
I don't give a damn. You made history. So it don't matter.
The Browns was the last team to do it.
Don't matter.
You don't ever talk about the 78 Buccaneers.
You never, because that, again, 16 is history. And you weren't, and the Browns wasn't the first team to do it.
They was the last to do it.
Don't matter. You were the first.
Speaking of which, definitely get a box.
Oh, definitely. No doubt. Go ahead and cue that one more time for the Cleveland Browns. That's right. What the hell is going on in Cleveland, Ohio?
Freddie Kitchens.
The mistake by the damn lake. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with these dudes, man? Mm. I guarantee Odell Beckham Jr. is sitting there like, man, what the hell did I get myself into? Why did I come here? Why?
He at least had the bright lights. Now he over there by the barnyard.
Man.
The Cleveland Barns.
Nothing good has came out of Cleveland, Ohio, except for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And Drew Carey.
Nothing. Like, man, that is ridiculous.
The mistake by the lake.
Man, I keep hearing your bag over there just crunching and crumbling. I'm
eating these M&Ms, y'all. They good, man.
You always eating, man. Come on. Can we do the show, please?
Go ahead.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
All right, that was it. It's all gone.
Man. All right, now, the next recipient of the Bootios.
The other team in Ohio.
Oh, my God. The Cincinnati Bengals. Go ahead and cue it up. The Booty. Oh. Man, Cincinnati. What the heck? Y'all still ain't won a damn game, man.
0-8.
Jesus, Lord, Mary, and Joseph.
And Moses.
And then you benched. It's like y'all purposely trying to get that number one pick.
They benched the redhead kid for the rookie.
They benched the ginger.
Yep.
Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
They benched him permanently. And the funny thing is, they waited to after the trade deadline to do it. Like, why didn't you just let him know ahead of time? So he could have been traded.
He got to feel like.
They done shut down A.J. Green. Remember, didn't I tell you before the season started? I said, A.J. Green ain't playing this season.
He shouldn't.
I wouldn't.
What's the purpose?
Because the Cincinnati Bengals are. Cue it one more time.
Cue it, Dave.
Oh, man. That's just funky.
Ohio, y'all stink. What's going on in Ohio? Between those two teams, their record is...
Bro, I think it's got to be like
2-14, 2-6 for the Browns, 0-8 for the Bengals.
Terrible.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Even Miami got a win this week.
You know what? And they won't be receiving a box either. Big ups to the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins got a dub. Who they beat? Whoever they beat need to get a box. Was it the Jets?
Yes, it was. Ah. And that what leads me into my segue of cue it again, Dave.
Woo.
The Booty.
Oh! The New York Jets. Not only did you get beat by the Miami Dolphins, you got your ass whooped.
The Jets lost to the Browns this year, too.
Again, you got your ass whipped by the Miami Dolphins.
The only team Jets beat was the Cowboys this year. Dang.
Again, it just goes to show that on any given Sunday, but you do not lose to the Miami Dolphins.
They lost to the Patriots twice.
My Jags, Lord.
Dolphins.
Now. Yeah,
Jets trash, bro.
My final recipient of the Bootios
goes
to none other than that first half offense of the Chicago Bears against the Philadelphia Eagles. Go ahead and cue it up for me, Dave. You only had 9 total yards of offense in the first half.
Yeah. I need one more box, though.
I need one more box, too.
I have to hand deliver this one, though.
Mitchell Trubisky, you deserve a stank ass box of
Q-A-Day.
The booty. Oh,
Mitch, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You are not an NFL quarterback. I'm just gonna be honest. You are not an NFL quarterback. I truly don't even think that you are a Division I quarterback.
I can't wait till Marco digs up that file where this joker said he was a top 10 quarterback. I can't wait. We're gonna play that.
That I can't wait. You know, to see somebody regress the way he's regressed from a Pro Bowl
impossible.
Quarterback.
Yeah, he's impossible.
To what he is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. You know what, Mitch? You are going to go ahead and about a good 10 years from now, you'll be coaching somewhere in Marysville, Ohio.
Ohio.
You'll be a head football. No, you won't even be a head football coach. You'll probably be a quarterbacks coach in high school, offensive coordinator.
You'll be coaching the tight ends.
And you'll be sitting down for a 30 for 30 with ESPN on how the Chicago Bears totally screwed the pooch and drafted you.
His episode will come on right after Ryan Leaf.
After they passed over Deshaun Watson,
yes,
and Patrick Mahomes.
And they'll both be in the Hall of Fame before their careers are over.
And I can hear them now. What if I told you the Chicago Bears passed over Patrick. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks,
yep,
for a 1 year starter in college?
Mm-mm-mm.
ESPN's 30 for 30.
What if I told you he wasn't the greatest?
Mitchell Trubisky, the story.
The story of true.
The story of the the booty.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that, man. I just got to let you know how much I love this, because you were so on board with this guy and his potential, and I'm like, but you know what's crazy though?
What's supposed
what if,
to be?
But what if he come back next year and just like, he's like a literally a whole nother guy?
He's not coming back next year. I don't know what the hell you thought. He ain't coming back.
What if he come back for another team and he's just like,
oh no, he's gonna come back, but he's gonna be on the bench. What do you mean? He's gonna be a backup.
Hey, I hear you.
And we're not picking up his fourth year option. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
you can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Mitchell Trubisky is a disgrace, man. I'm sorry. He just is. He's a disgrace because, I mean, but then again, it's not his fault because they shouldn't have drafted him that high. The Bears are more the disgrace for taking him.
It's not the Bears. It's Ryan Pace.
Well, Ryan Pace traded up for him.
And Ryan Pace is willing to go down with the ship until they tell him that his job is on the line. And I wish somebody would tell him that his job is on the line so he can go ahead and sit Mitch ass down.
Yeah, he's definitely on the hot seat. But I just want to shout out Lamar Jackson real quick, man.
Yeah, shout out to Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson,
man,
is balling, bro. Like,
okay, well, let's not praise him, mm-hmm, because, again, the Patriots, they're not world beaters, all right? And, again,
they were undefeated, though.
Run it back in January when it matters, okay?
That's true. That's true.
He ain't put them out the playoffs. He just won a damn game.
No, not for
Whoop
sure.
Whoop-dee-freaking-do.
But he put up 37 on them, you know.
The Patriots have lost to the Dolphins in the regular season. Remember that? Last year. Remember that?
Yeah, when they had Kenyon Drake do that last year.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? A lot of teams.
When Gronkowski took that horrible angle.
With that stiff.
Silly.
He was so stiff.
He looked like Pinocchio out there, bro.
He looked like he was on
wooden
skates. Oh. Like he couldn't even
He took the absolute worst angle I've ever seen. And he's 6'5", so he could have made up some of that ground.
Man, listen,
that was horrible.
He's so damn stiff. You can tell Gronkowski just runs in a straight line, bro. That's it.
Yeah, he was one of them high school kids that he was always way bigger than everybody, so he just throw the ball up and he just run for like 60 yards for it. He probably averaged 5 touchdowns a game, but he was running like Forrest Gump.
Bruh.
Yeah, man.
Anyhow, man, segueing this on, moving on from the booty-os too.
You want to get to these picks real quick or what? What you thinking?
Not right now.
This off script, everybody. We, you know, we ain't even got no script today, man. You know, we just doing it.
You just doing it. Anyhow, leading off into the college football playoff, who you got in your top four, man?
My top four consists of Clemson.
You got to go in order, like one through six.
I'm going to let you go first.
All right, my number one would be Ohio State. Yeah. They running through any and everybody. My number two would be LSU. They doing the damn thing, and they have three big-time wins against high-ranked opponents. They've beaten Texas, they've beaten Florida, and they've beaten, if I'm not mistaken, they beat Auburn.
Okay.
They beat Auburn, so they've beaten three teams in the top ten. So LSU would be my number two. Alabama would be my number three. Penn State would be my number four. Penn State would be my number four.
Okay.
Clemson would be the odd team out right now at number five. And don't get me wrong, folks. Clemson will be, and when it's all said and done, I truly believe Clemson will be there in the Final Four. It's just the fact that Clemson have struggled with inferior opponents throughout the season. So Clemson will be my number five, and rounding out my top six, it would be none other than, it would be none other than Georgia. Georgia will fill out my top six.
Okay.
All right.
That's very respectable. Very respectable.
Who would you have?
My top 10 or top six would be, I'm going to go Ohio State with you.
Okay.
I'm going to rock with you on Ohio State. We'll go Bama 2. We'll go LSU 3. I really like Baylor, but I know their strength of schedule is not as such to where I can put them up there. So we'll go 4. We'll go Clemson. 5, we'll go Penn State. And then I'll probably put Georgia 6. But I really like Baylor. I really think Baylor has a chance to do some stuff. But, you know. Okay. Politics and all that crap.
So you don't have Penn State in your top six?
Yeah, I said Penn State was 5.
Okay.
Because I said Clemson was 4.
Okay.
You had Penn State at 4, I think, yeah. And Clemson 5. So I just flipped those two.
Okay.
And Georgia is my 16.
All right.
So I like Georgia. I like Florida too, man. But, you know, can't have them all.
No, and I think it's a lot of SEC bias. These teams aren't really that damn good. And, and for them to be in the top 10 at all, because Georgia got popped by an unranked South Carolina squad. So, you know, I mean, give or take, this could have been Michigan's year too if they just wouldn't have crapped the bed, you know.
Boy, oh boy.
But hey,
they know they love wetting the bed.
Hey, it is what it is, but it could be worse. They could be Michigan State. So
shout out to the Washington Nationals. Last time we talked, they were down series. Yeah, they were down 3-2.
Came back and pulled it off.
Came back and pulled it off, man. Shout out to those boys. Very happy for the Nationals.
You know who else should get a box of bootios?
Who that?
You know who else should get a box of bootios?
Who that? You going to go back?
Justin Verlander. Cue it.
Oh, my God.
How the hell you have all these World Series games and no win?
Bro, he's literally the worst World Series starter of all time.
No wins.
Yeah.
None. Not only do you have no wins, but you changed the fortune of your damn franchise. You changed the fortune of the Houston Astros.
They could have won back-to-back. Did Boston win last year?
Boston won last year.
But the Astros won 17.
Yeah.
Astros won. Oh, okay, my fault.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, you not only did you choke and choke it away, that's why they went and got you, but you also got beat by your younger protege, Max Scherzer. Sure. How funny is that?
I love it, man. I'm happy for Scherzer, man. But you know what? It just depresses me as a Tigers fan to know what we could have had.
What do you mean, what you could have had? I told you at the time.
We could have had at least one of them World Series,
I told you at the time you should have stuck with the younger pitcher.
I know.
And you,
but you know what,
tied your fortunes.
I'm going to be honest with you. We offer Scherzer a 250.
He wanted to be the ace.
He wanted close to three.
No, he wanted to be the ace. That was the difference between him staying and him going. He wanted to be the ace. You said no.
Yeah.
Verlander's our ace. He said, okay, see you.
I mean, yeah, that is how it went down. But the Tigers were in a very difficult position.
No, they weren't.
I'm telling you, man. Verlander was.
They bet on the wrong pitcher. And that's how they got Verlander to the situation that they
had now. Our darling. He was the Detroit darling. And you can't, you know, when you got a fan favorite and, you know, he's dating a model girl, Kate Upton and all this stuff. I mean, it was just
a business.
It's a business, but it was a whole story behind.
And that's why the Tigers are in the situation that they're in now.
Yeah. And then on top of that, when they finally did trade him, the value was horrible. I can't stand Alavila, man. He's horrible. We keep giving these guys Ken Holland and Avila, you know, Joe Dumars. These guys did not deserve these contract extensions. And Detroit is loyal to a fault. Mr. Ford, he kept renewing Martin Mayhew and who's the guy that's dying? That was our guy, Millen. He kept renewing Millen. Millen, you go 0-16, you going to give him 4 more years? Detroit is loyal to a fault, man. Avila's one of those guys. He got to go.
They just don't want to do their damn due diligence, man, and go ahead and get the right people in here. They're lazy. Every franchise is just lazy.
What is really the deal, though?
They're lazy.
I mean, it got to be.
They're lazy. They don't want to go out and do the work. Long as y'all keep buying tickets, they don't give a damn whether they win or not.
This is what pisses me off. The Pistons, when they brought in Ed Stefanski, they kept hiring, oh, we're going to hire this guy to oversee the process. They brought in, like, coaches from, like, the 1980s to bring in or to hire a GM. And they never even officially gave Ed Stefanski the GM title. Advisors is the term they use. We're going to bring in these advisors. You hired Phil Jackson to help you find a coach.
So be it.
So to them, they're doing the work. But it's not working.
Yeah. Well, moving on to NBA news and notes, folks. Steph Curry is out for 3 months after breaking his hand.
Three of them things.
Three months.
Yeah.
Which, and this is funny to me.
Your fortune is over.
No, it's not over, because I'm going to tell you why. Do you realize Golden State still has their key pieces in play, right? You still got Klay. You still got Steph. You still got Dre, right?
Yeah.
They're all hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you letting those young boys play, what is that doing for your franchise? It's giving them experience, it's giving them playing time, and it's giving them confidence, right? Yes or no?
And it's giving them experience.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and you just see, and just last night, one of their young boys, round draft picks, went for 36 points, or 38.
36 points. He had about 15 rebounds.
See what I'm saying? So add that into the mix, and then add in the fact that they're still going to be getting whooped on, so they're going to get a lottery pick. And they might. They might screw around and get the number one pick in the draft.
I doubt that, but somebody did say that the Warriors are pulling the Spurs when they got Tim Duncan.
They had
that one bad year.
Do you not understand?
Not the number one, bro. They're not going to be that bad. Mm-mm. No.
Well, they're off to a great start.
Yeah.
They only got one win on the damn season.
Yeah.
They're off to a great start. And I tell you this, and you've heard this here first, folks. I don't give a damn where they fall in the damn lottery. If they get a top three pick, they're going right back to the finals. Right back. If they don't get the damn center from Memphis with the number one pick, they're going to get the damn young boy from Georgia that could do the same thing Kevin Durant do. And they're going to be right back in the damn finals.
I can't agree with doing the same thing Kevin Durant do. Kevin Durant is a generational talent.
And so, again, you don't watch college basketball. Listen to me.
Kevin Durant, one of the greatest shooters in NBA history, man.
Listen to me. You don't watch college basketball.
You can't tell me that he can be the same.
You watch college basketball. So don't argue with me.
Whether I watch college basketball or not, you can't tell me he can do what Kevin Durant do.
Did you even watch Kevin Durant? Do you know what college he went to?
He went to Texas. He played 1 year.
Okay.
Yes, I remember KD.
All right. The young kid that's at Georgia right now is putting up Kevin Durant numbers.
That's what's up.
Again, you do not watch college basketball.
Don't come for me, man.
I'm just telling you the real. You don't watch it like that.
Kevin do freaking rant. You can't. That's incomparable.
Listen,
you can't compare him.
Listen what I'm telling you. Okay? He can do everything Kevin Durant can do.
Okay.
The young boy is nice.
Okay.
All right. He has better numbers than Kevin Durant.
Good for him.
Kevin Durant's freshman year.
Good for him.
Okay? So, again, like I said, regardless
Bring
of the
that
fact,
over to the NBA.
Again, regardless of the fact. Like I said, plain and simple.
You don't watch college basketball.
You don't.
You better get the heck out of here,
you don't.
Man.
So anyhow.
Kevin Durant is a generational talent.
Again, like I said, Golden State is going to make out beautifully.
Oh, they're going to make out pretty good on this one.
They're
going
to make out beautifully in this situation.
Yeah, this is definitely reminiscent of the 98 draft when they drafted Tim Duncan, because the Spurs were already a team in place.
Exactly.
And they just had a bad year.
No, they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I believe it.
They did that on purpose.
And Tim Duncan was sitting there from Wake Forest after he played all 4 years, looking like he was already technically Tim Duncan could have came out after that second year, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was ready. NBA body, IQ, Mr. Fundamental, the whole nine.
And he had David Robinson to mold him.
And he had David Robinson.
Yep. So, you know.
Yep.
That was nice.
He came in winning.
That was nice.
Yep, no doubt. So, Steph Curry's out 3 months, man. So, but I just find it ironic that the last eight games leading up to the Steph Curry injury, the Warriors' last eight games, they literally lost KD, Klay Thompson, and Steph.
And
if you
Draymond.
Go back to the finals,
And Draymond.
He's
out on injury too.
And then D'Angelo Russell twisted his ankle up. And he missed the game.
They're going to trade him.
You think so?
He's going to be a trade piece.
I would love to have him here in Detroit for Drummond.
He's going
to
be a trade piece.
I would trade him straight up. I would trade D'Angelo Russell in a second-round pick for Drummond.
You know, and the funny thing about it is, you know who comes out in this year's draft? And probably, if he's not the number one pick, he'll be probably number one, number two.
Who that?
Or number three. LaMelo Ball.
I've been hearing about that. But he only averaged like 13 points a game. Like, that's decent.
He's playing against grown men. Did you not know that?
13 a game, bro. I don't care who you're playing against.
He's playing against cats who should be and play in the NBA and have played in the NBA. Do you understand how old he is?
Yeah, he like 18.
17 years old.
Okay. But he still averaged 13 a game.
Shut up. You know, again, when you say stupid crap like
how
that.
How is it stupid? You talking about going against – No. You talking about going against guys who are in the NBA, not guys who are should be in the NBA.
When you say stupid crap like that.
How is it stupid?
He's 17 years old. Playing
but he averaged 13 a game.
And he's not going all out. Do you realize that?
13 a game.
And playing what? Team ball.
If you told me he was averaging 20 a game.
What is his numbers?
Against grown men.
What is his numbers? Because, again.
He got good numbers.
Okay.
Overall numbers because he passed the ball, rebound, all that stuff too.
Okay. So, again, if he was to average 13 points.
Just tell me how that sounds stupid.
Be quiet. You know how many points does Cassius Winston from Michigan State average a game?
Cassius Winston is in college.
Again, how many points does Cassius Winston average per game? And he's an All-American. How many points? He's a damn point guard. I'm waiting.
I'm about to look it up. By the way.
Look the damn numbers up. No, don't nobody care about what you finna say. You look the numbers up.
Actually, I was about to give you props on that David Price thing.
I know, I was right.
I was wrong. So
as usual.
I was
look up them damn points.
I was wrong.
That Cassius Winston all right, averages.
Cassius Winston. Okay. We're going to see what he averaged last year. But I was giving you your props.
Okay, man. Look up the numbers, man.
I got you. I'm pulling them up.
That's all we asking. Again, this young man is playing at a professional level overseas. He ain't playing against no scrubs, and he ain't even going hard for real. He trying to preserve his body for the NBA.
Cassius Winston averaged 18.8.
Exactly.
7.5 assists, 1 steal.
Exactly. He's regarded as an All-American in college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you understand the competition that this 17-year-old boy is going up against?
Can I say one thing? Cassius Winston is playing in a system. College, they hold you back.
No, Sherlock. No.
So that means
no SH sugar honey iced tea. No sugar honey iced tea, Sherlock.
But let me make something clear, though. If Cassius Winston was playing in that same league, right?
You don't know what the hell he'd do.
Well, how you know what man would do if he was in college or in the NBA?
LaMelo Ball.
Can I be honest with
you? Dominate the college
you
scene.
You trying to tell me he would dominate
the college scene.
Do you think LaMelo is better than his brother in the NBA?
Hell yeah. He better than him now. What are you talking about?
Wow. That's saying a lot.
No, it ain't saying a lot. His brother is a scrub, okay?
Dang. That's.
He's a bum.
Now you sound like his dad.
No, he's a bum.
That's like people saying, oh, Fred, hey, change Lonzo's name to Alfonso on the fact that he's been damaged goods for the last 2 years.
Man, don't disrespect. I'm sorry. I'm just not hyped up over 13 points a game. I don't care who you playing against, bro.
It's professional.
I can't get hype on that.
It's professional.
And you going to tell me I sound dumb because I can't get hype off a kid averaging 13 a game? Average 20, 25 a game on some grown men. And then I'll be like, this guy might be on to something.
This is professional, and he's not even playing that many minutes. And he's damn near averaging a triple.
So now you
as a point guard in a – again,
what's
like
next?
I said, I don't even know why I'm even wasting – my time
I'm pretty sure I got a lot of people who would agree with me.
They wouldn't.
13 points a game is not impressive, bro, against nobody.
Your big ass out there and average 13 points a game against some damn professionals. You won't do it. You won't even average 2.
I can't get with it.
Get out of here, man. You sound crazy.
I don't think I sound crazy.
The boy's 17 years old.
I think you sound crazy because you're getting hyped.
Professionally overseas.
Okay.
Overseas. The same spot from where Luka Doncic came from.
Okay.
The hell is you talking about? You think Luka put up these? Wait.
Come over here doing it in the NBA and I'll be impressed.
Wait.
That's all I'm saying. Because
Luka put up the same numbers while he was overseas. And now look what he's doing in the NBA. Don't discredit.
LaMelo Ball is he's an all-around player. He's an all-around player. I'll
and he's 6'6". No, I'm sorry. He's not 6'6". He's 6'8".
Okay.
Point guard.
Well, you know, they skew these heights and stuff like that.
Nah, he legit tall.
Okay, good for him. Just come over in the NBA and do that.
Well, you'll
see. That's all I'm saying.
Again, they don't have him regarded as arguably the number one pick in the draft for nothing. This boy ain't no joke. Okay?
I'm excited to see what he can do in the NBA, but I'm not falling at his feet like you are, that he's averaging 13 a game. Look, it's grown men. Let's see a big go out there and do that. Man, come on, bro. I'm talking about a dude. If they saying he's going to be the first pick in the draft, all I'm saying is show me that in the NBA.
Well,
you telling me he's better than his brother who's been in the NBA 2 years already, who's played with one of the greatest players of all time, who's been in two coaching schemes, been with two coaches, and you trying to tell me he better than him already?
Yeah.
No.
He is.
He may have – there may be some
– He's a better shooter.
Okay.
For one.
He's a better shooter.
He's a better ball handler for two. He's a bigger body for three.
Is he a better passer?
And a better passer.
Now you just crossed the line. Let's move on, man.
Ain't no moving on. Again, like I said,
Because you said it with excitement don't mean it's facts.
If Lonzo laying like that, like you want him to be, he wouldn't have got traded out of Los Angeles.
Okay, how do I want him to be?
Because you over here.
I don't know. How do I want him to be? You slapping on LaMelo Ball, and you trying to tell me how I want him to be.
You over here with the pom-poms for Lonzo.
I'm not over here with the pom-poms for Lonzo.
Let me get you a skirt.
You said that he's better than a professional athlete.
He's better than him, bro. He's better than his brother. What do you mean? He's better than him now.
I think there are things that he does better, but to say he's a better overall player, we got to wait till he gets to the NBA to see that.
Okay, you'll see when he get there. Well,
that's all I'll say.
Said, ladies and gentlemen. We like to go ahead and reach out to our fans here, interact with us. Go ahead and hit us up on the Big and Bright Show at gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Make sure you send us your love, your hate. Make sure you go ahead and chime in. You know, whatever you want us to talk about on the show, we'll go ahead and interact with you. And
hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger.
And a little bit brighter.
Yes, sir.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all be blessed. And we are out. Go ahead and sign us out, Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.